Hi, it's Chris Watkin here from Landlord Farming, and today I want to talk to you on today's podcast on why being a letting agent today is a hell of a lot harder than it was 10 years ago. Now, I've been doing some research and reading, and over the last 20 years, the number of rental properties in the UK has doubled, but the number of letting agents has tripled. It's really, really hard work being a letting agent. I mean, have you ever wondered why landlords stay with rubbish letting agents? Have you ever wondered and thought that there's too many letting agents in the town? And don't even get me on the subject of cheap fees. So, in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about those things. Things like cheap fees, too many letting agents in the town, and why landlords just simply won't swap letting agents. So, buckle in, here we go. Okay, first up. Have you ever wondered why landlords stay with rubbish letting agents? You know, those landlords, those ones that should be dissatisfied, but they're not. I bet you most of those landlords don't even know that there are better agents out there who could produce much better results. Some of those landlords don't even believe that better results are possible. I bet you a good chunk of them are complacent, happy to keep the mediocre status quo. This is the biggest problem in letting agency. Apathy. Just like you can't be bothered to swap banks, even though you don't like your bank. It's the same with landlords and their letting agents. In fact, I would go as far to say that this is the biggest problem in letting agency. Then we've got the landlords who know they want to swap, but just won't swap. Why is that? I think it's down to risk. It's down to the fear of changing agents. There's plenty of landlords out there that know they need to change, but they're just afraid to change agents because changing agents brings risks. You know, what if swapping letting agents doesn't work? What if it makes things worse? What if the tenant doesn't pay the rent or sort the deposit out? Oh, it's just too much hassle. Bottom line time here. Landlords want to be certain that the swap will be smooth without hassle or trouble. Next up is the issue that there's too many letting agents in the town. You get yourself onto Rightmove and go to the agent section. And there are towns out there with 30, 40, 50. Even the big stuff's got 200 or 300. So let's say you're in a town with 53 agents and you decide to open up number 54. Your fair share isn't going to be yours unless you give the landlord a reason to pick you. For most of you, there will be heaps of letting agents in your town. Now, you might not think so, but to the landlords in your town, we all look and sound the same. I mean, it's really difficult for those potential landlords we want to swap to us to know which agent is worth spending time and effort with and which agents aren't. You see, the problem is that landlords think all letting agents are the same, just like we all think all travel agents are the same or all banks are the same. Now, we know we're different, but how the hell do you expect a landlord to know? You know, we all merge into the background, part of the haze of agents in your town. Landlords think we all look the same. You go to all of your competitors' websites and basically mask off the name of the agent, and everybody's website looks identical. Homepage, for sale, to rent, about us, why you should use us, landlords, tenants, we're all the same. Sometimes we try so hard to fit in, we give landlords no choice but to seek out the cheapest. After all, if everything is the same, why not buy what's cheap and easy? And finally, we've got the bugbear, cheap fees. And talking of cheap, some landlords think that the only thing that matters is cheap. They believe that they can have faster, better and cheaper. And don't even get me on those landlords who aren't even willing to have that free val if the letting agent won't even surrender before the free val that they're going to do the best deal possible at cheapest chips rates. So we've got a bit of a problem here, guys. How are we going to solve this? First up, landlord apathy. The bottom line here is this. You will make it much easier to sell to a landlord when you create dissatisfaction. You do that by not telling them that they are dissatisfied in leaflets and messages and such things as, does your agent do this? Does your agent do that? We do. No, my friends, you need to show them, not tell them. You need to show that portfolio landlord what better looks like But you can only do that if the landlord is prepared to listen to what you have to say. I've said so many times on my blog and in this podcast that everyone has the right to say something, but you need to earn the right to be heard. But once you have earned that right to be heard, the landlord will listen to what you have to say. Only then will our landlord realise what you have to offer is so much better. And that's the crux of the issue, making the landlord listen. Second up, the risk of swapping agents. You will make the selling of your services so much easier when you eliminate the risk and fear of swapping agents. And you do that by spending time explaining on how you are going to make sure that the landlord succeeds and how they will succeed and how you're going to alleviate that risk. Again, you can only do that if the landlord is prepared to listen to what you have to say. On the third point of too much competition, bottom line time here, my friends. You will make selling what you and your letting agency offers easier when you differentiate yourself and what you are offering. You will make it so much easier to win new business when you avoid playing the same game as all the other agents in your town. And how do you do that? Well, I coach all my clients to look at it from the landlord's point of view, not their own. If you talk about something, you as a letting agent, talk about something that the landlord is interested in, they will listen. Final point on cheap fees. You will make it much easier at the listing by making the case for the right sort of investment and building consensus to a sufficient level that you make the landlord want the sort of things that you are prepared to sell to him or her. You will make it easier on yourself by occasionally instilling a little bit of fear. The almost, you get what you pay for, Mr. Landlord. But the bottom line is that you must always provide proof that spending a little bit more gets so much more back. Comparables of what you let your property for compared to what other agents have done. Rightmove reports, testimonials, print it off and present it. It might come out of your mouth, but they've got a piece of paper proving what you are saying. When they go back to the wife or the husband, you've got cold, hard evidence to prove what you have got to say. But again, there's a theme running here. This will only work if the landlord is prepared to listen to that proof and even listen to those fear stories that you are saying. If you listen back to the points, all of the advice I give you is that if you can get a landlord to listen to what you have to say, they are more likely to use you at a fuller fee and at a better price. And that fundamentally is the biggest thing that you as a letting agent have to address. How the hell do you get a landlord to listen to what you've got to say when you're number 53 agent in the town and all the other 52 are doing other stuff? And that's the crux. Don't do what the others do. Do what is right for your landlord. You need to grab the attention of landlords and ensure that they want to listen to what you have to say. And to make a landlord listen to you, you have to do something quite simple, my friends. You just need to be interesting. In my humble opinion, a half-page advert or 1,000 leaflets stuffed through local letterboxes with phrases like landlords wanted, properties wanted, is your agent doing this, is not in the remote part interesting. It might be to you, and it probably is to your mum, but it isn't to landlords. They know they're wanted. They don't need you to tell them that. So instead of talking about things that you want, like free valuations and properties and things like that, why don't you talk about stuff that interests a landlord? You see, those sort of leaflets, those 10,000 leaflets, will get results. Simply because if you're dropping 10,000 leaflets, you're going to have a pretty good chance that at least one of them will hit the doormat of a landlord looking to swap agents on this very same day that things have gone nuclear with his existing agent. But I'm sorry, one reply from 10,000 leaflets is not a very good return, in my humble opinion. Why don't you think like a landlord and think what flicks their switch? Section 8 versus Section 21 notices aren't at the top of landlords' most interesting lists, nor is your RALA membership. All are very important, but that's not what they pay you for. However, there is one thing a landlord is interested in, and I can guarantee you every single landlord is interested in this one subject: the value of their own property. Homeowners and landlords alike want to know what's happening in their local property market. They don't want to know that you've won a recent ESTA award or anything like that. They just want to know how much their house is worth. If you live in Maidenhead, all you want to know about is what's happening to the Maidenhead property market, to Maidenhead prices. What's probably happening 10 miles down the road has no relationship to what's happening in Maidenhead. And the same goes to St Albans or Tunbridge or wherever. To St Albans, landlords are interested in St Albans properties, and Tunbridge in Tunbridge. So why don't you, if you're in Tunbridge, talk about the Tunbridge property market? Local issues like the building of a bypass, Crossrail, a big employer closing down, opening or expanding, make huge differences to the local property market. I talked about it in my blog previously, of the letting agent that got 23 new listings in 1 month because all he did was write a report about the local property market and what was happening because there was a big docks being built in Tilbury. And he emailed that to every single one of his LinkedIn connections and got 23 new listings at the end of the month. How coincidentally that he'd spent months and months building up his LinkedIn connections of all the 40 to 70 year olds in his locality, the 40 to 70 year old middle class males, which is the demographic of your landlords, because most landlords live in the same town that they own their property in, and they're 40 to 70 year old middle class males. My advice to you is this: grab the attention and then the interest of local landlords. Talk about the local property market. Just start writing about it. And if you need some inspiration, drop me a line and I will email you back some great agents that work in this field who do it without any of my help or guidance. You don't need my help to do this. You can just get out there and start writing articles about your local property market. However, there are agents out there that do need my help, and together we can grow your letting agency by me ghostwriting the articles for you, and then together I can help you and guide you and show you and coach you on how to get these articles out using various different methods of newspapers, editorial, newsletters, social media, and other such other awesome things like that. Because I tell you here and now, being a letting agent is bloody hard work. Excuse my French. I set out a mission 3 years ago to solve that problem. And I have come up with a solution which we have tried and tested, which basically gets inside the landlord's heads and makes them want to come and talk to you. Because my principles are, if you want more landlords to use your letting agency, all you have to do is this. You have to make the landlord want to come and talk to you, so you can build a better relationship with them than their existing agent. So they believe you are a better person than their existing agent, because they like you more, they trust you more, and you give a better service. People buy from people. People buy from people they trust. A landlord will not give you any business until the tenant hands their notice in. But if they like you better than their existing agent, they will give you the property the next time the tenant hands their notice in. All of you say that, just get me in front of the landlord. And that's what landlord farming is about. Getting the landlord to want to come and talk to you so you can use good old-fashioned Victorian business values to build a relationship up with them and then convert them. So the landlord says, you know, I'm going to use that person the next time my tenant hands their notice in. All I do is give them a reason to want to come and talk to you, by talking about the local property market, by becoming the local property guru. We have over 50 agents in the UK who I ghostwrite for, and there are plenty of other agents who have been taught the techniques who are implementing it. It's hard work. It takes time. You have to be very, very patient. But if you are in lettings for the long game, you can either carry on as you are doing the same old stuff that all the other letting agents are doing, or you can play the long game. Because I guarantee you this, if you do this right, you will grow your letting agency tremendously. In fact, I'll put numbers to it. If you do it in the way I suggest, you'll get no business for the first 6 months. And that's hard work, because you have to be very, very patient. But between months 6 and month 18, if you do this correctly, you should be able to grow your letting agency by between 15 and 30% organically. And every 12 months thereafter, you should be able to grow it by 15 to 30% thereafter. They sound fanciful figures. They're not. Play this game, become the local property expert, and I guarantee you, you will get more landlords. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. If you've liked this article and you want to listen or read more, I have my blog, which is www.landlordfarming.com. My web address is www.christopherwatkin.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll leave you in peace. Thank you.